It is the Open Line Program, KICX, KBRL, HighPlainsRadio.net, and the KICX app. I'm going to shut it off right there because I'm going to let this guy on the phone with me who did the Open Line Program for many, many years kind of do his spiel a little bit, because I know he's got that opening still stuck in his head of Open Line many, many years. Go ahead, sir. You've got the floor now.
Okay. Well, good morning and welcome to this Monday's edition of Open Line. Open Line is your program, your daily opportunity to sell items or buy items, trade or give away, or share a problem or a thought with the rest of the KICX, KBRL listening audience. Now, all you have to do, you know the phone number, but I know the phone number is 308-345-5400.
Well, we still have that number, Don, but we go open line is 308-345-5209 now. I should have told you that. I apologize about that.
5209, 5400 for years.
I know it. Oh, no question. 5400 was, gosh, years and years and years. Holy smokes. Folks,
yes.
Folks, good to have you back for the Open Line Program for a Monday. We have a very, very, very special guest, so a good friend of mine, a mentor. I learned a ton of things while working in my early, younger years with KICX Radio with this guy in the morning control room every morning. The one thing is he dressed better in the mornings than I have ever dressed in my lifetime because he went to work doing his radio gig from what, 6 to 10, whatever. And then he went down to the old DeGroff's store where he worked in the men's department. So he was dressed to kill with tie and good shirt and good slacks every morning. I come in with shorts and a t-shirt on.
Well, there was only one person that was dressed better than me, and that was Ron. That was Dad.
So, I was just gonna say,
but he didn't have a tie on.
I'm glad you brought go ahead, Don.
Rich, one thing that I want to do before I forget, congratulations on your Nebraska Broadcasters Association Award.
I appreciate that, Don. Thank you so much.
It's always good that somebody that you started in broadcasting gets an award like that. I have a funny story that goes along with it. I never achieved those awards, but the funny story that goes along with it, one afternoon, it was on a Friday, Jerry Springer, who was our station manager at the time, he had left, probably went to Sarge's already. But anyway, I was walking out the door, and Bill said, "Don, come in here." So I came in, and he mixed me a drink, and he threw the Arbitron ratings and stuff at me, and he said, "You're number one in the market. Don't let it go to your head." And I looked at that, and I said, "You know something, Bill?" I said, "It always..." And Bill was one of those that he was kind of a combination between sometimes Larry the Cable Guy and Ron White. And I looked at him, and I said, "Bill," I said, it's amazing to me. I can get number one in the market, but I can never get any awards from the Nebraska Association of Broadcasters, or I can't get into the Hall of Fame." And he sat there, took a big puff off of his cigar. The smoke kind of drizzled up in the air slowly, and he looked at me, and he smiled, and he says, "That's because nobody's nominated you yet." So there it is.
Somebody need to throw your name in the hat, and of course you would. If somebody would have done that, you would have definitely won 1, 2, 3, probably multiple awards.
Well, I can only hope, but I'm proud that you got to get in there. You know, Ferguson, Kerry, he was the Garst Seed Corn Dealer of the Year several times. So, you know, and Kerry's got some awards up there in Kimball in the ad area.
Sure,
if he's
enough
listening, he's just going no clanging and banging. So
exactly right. When the clanging and banging comments, and we're talking about our very, very good friend, no longer with us, Ron Crow, Ron Sharon Crow. When we know Kerry still lives. Kerry still lives here in McCook, by the way, and works here. I run into Kerry every now and then, but Ron was our station owner back in the day. Gosh, what years? He took over, he bought the station in, gosh, what year?
He bought the station. I don't remember the year, Rich. Him and I were in contention to buy it. I was on my own, and he, of course, he got to Sharon Snyder before I did, and he got Sharon Snyder, and that's how he ended up with it. But yeah, he bought the station right after Bill died of cancer. So,
I would say I started there the summer of '89, and we were still in the upstairs there, right across the street from the Kuglers. What was then Kuglers? Was B.
Yes, and the bottle shop. Or spirit shop.
Exactly right. Yeah, we're up in the corner up there. So you were there, I was there, Carrie was there, and then Ron bought the station, what, am I saying 90, 91, 92?
Somewhere around in there, and then you guys changed over to where you're presently at, 96.1. We were 95.9 back then.
Yep.
And there was, Bill had a beautiful, I don't know whether you were ever in his office. Most employees tried to avoid going in there, but he had a beautiful stained glass KICX AM and FM. That was back when we were 1360, and on the AM, a 1 kilowatt AM station that was a boomer. And, yeah, he had that hanging in his office, and I always wanted to know where that went, and I would put it in my studios here at home, if I could get a hold of that, so.
And, of course, Dan Stramel was our general manager, and you were under Dan, I was under Dan. Dan is still, he and his wife still are here, of course, working in the insurance business. We talk to Dan every now and then, but we remember some good years with Dan as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the first thing that Dan, when he walked in the door, Bill got him a billy club, and he hung that on the wall with a sign that said, "I are the boss." And it was a great relationship all the way around, and Dan took on the management capabilities. You know, he knew nothing about radio, but he learned very quickly. He had to, and he went from there, and of course was the manager of the radio station until I believe till it sold or right after that. So
folks, so no, Don is living in Elwood right now, and you are still in the radio business. You've got a show. Talk about that in your station.
Yes, I volunteer. You know, I tried to get to negotiate. What happened was, is Jerry got a hold of me, and I didn't even know KEZL in McCook there actually existed. And Jerry got a hold of me, and he says, you know, it'd be kind of fun to get the old gang back together, you know, get the band gathers type thing. And I said, sure. Jerry has been a friend of mine for years. When he brought KZMC on the air, I stopped by his studios over there by the tennis courts on West 5th. And he said, Don, he said, can you watch this for a little bit? I got to run out to the transmitter site. And I'm thinking, why not? Well, the song came to an end. I stepped up to the microphone, and then had Bill known that, I would have probably been gone in a dust cloud. But I helped him that night, and he kept telling me, why don't you come work for me? And, of course, I was loyal to Bill and to KICX, and so I never left. And Jerry Springer had left. Of course, it didn't work well for him, and that was sad. But Jerry and I had been friends a long time, and so we got to chatting. I was in the one of the McCook pages down here. He had mentioned it. You know, you're from McCook or something like that. And we got to chatting about it over the internet. And he says, wow, he says, I wish I could get you. You know, you need to do this. You need to do that. So I built a studio in my house. And, it's a full broadcast studio. And I sent him a message one day, and I said, now if we can just get through the logistics of getting me to your station, I'll do a show on Saturday nights called Dragon Main. And so he, being the MacGyver that he is, he's an excellent engineer, And he just, oh, that's no problem. And we did a lot of testing, and we had some hiccups and stuff like that at first, and that's expected. Whenever you're working with computers, which I hate, you know, give me a couple of turntables and some carts, which look like 8-track tapes to everybody else, and I'll go all damn day long. But no, everything is digital in here. It's all computerized now. And every time I start yelling at my computer, it always shows me, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the rectum on the body is always the one that's in charge, you know. If it shuts down or it overworks, either way, it's in charge, right? Well, that's what my computer's name is. When it comes up, it says rectum on it. So, and it constantly shows me that it's in charge.
This was how life was back at KICX Radio with Don. I come in and Carrie was there. Oh my gosh! I don't know. We laughed every stinking day. We got so many laughs. It was great times. We had so much fun back in those days.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. And I always, you know, when I was introducing Carrie, for the news at 7 o'clock block, he always sat in there with his hands over his eyes, because he never knew what I was going to say when I threw it to him. And he was always just on edge because, you know, I would do something and it would be, he'd be lost forever. So, you know, it was fun. He'd be in there in the newsroom, and I would look over there and throw it to him. And I always had something to say. And the poor guy was just, you know, he was afraid that he was going to be laughing. One time I did something, and that was when I had Willie the One-Eyed Wonder Chicken as my co-host.
Yeah.
And I had done something just before the top of the hour. And I looked over there, and the boy was in tears. The man was in tears. And he was laughing, and it wasn't, you know, I thought, well, that wasn't very funny, but it just hit him just right. And he had a hard, tough time doing the news. And from then on, it was like, okay, I'm going to try and straighten up a little bit, because he tried to be the he wasn't a Les Nessman, you know. He knew that certain turkeys couldn't fly. Only wild turkeys can fly. But he had to be professional in the news. And so I kind of tried to leave him alone in there.
We had a great crew back in the day, Don, with, of course, Carrie, you and I, and the late Scott Hoffman. Scott was great to have around. Our great sales staff, Linda Frank, Jody Curtis, Daryl Bonneau, Ron was our owner. We can't forget Sarge. We can't forget Sarge. Gayla Swisher was our fantastic office manager up front, and I know you know, we always had chats with Gayla and Sarge every day, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. And, so, you know, there was no question. You know, Ron liked to think that he was in charge, but Sarge was named for a reason. And she was in charge. But, you know, if there was a problem or something like that, you always wanted Sarge in front of you. You didn't want to be standing between her and whatever was going on, because she took care of us. You know, we affectionately called, I started calling Ron Dad, and he come into me and he says, how old do you think I am? I said, you could be my dad. And, you know, and because the guy went through a pair of shoes a week, because he, of course, he paced the floor more when I was on the air, because he was always so afraid that I'd go right up against that line. I'd touch it, but I never crossed it. And and Ron, he says, I just think you're going to go there. I said, Ron, I would never jeopardize your license. And I said, you don't have to worry about that. I said, just relax. Well, then I talked to Mom, which is his wife, mm-hmm. and she looks at me and she says, Don, that man, and pardon me, but she said, he's like a fart in a hot skillet. He's just going to bounce around, and you're not going to stop him. And when I realized that there was a lot of things that I was adding to to make him pace a little faster, then, you know, but I'd look through the doors and he'd be pacing back and forth. So I knew he wanted to talk to me. So I take off my headphones and open the door, and I said, "Yes, Dad? Well, that song you just played, yeah, what about it?" And he says, "Well, do you think we should be playing that?" And I said, well, you own the station, you tell me. So, and one thing more about Ron, you could tell he was a newspaper guy because he bought a building with the bathroom clear in the southeast corner that you had to go through an obstacle course in the dark. And no speakers in the bathroom when you got back there. And so, you know, you had to put on a 10-minute song to go back there.
You really did, yeah.
To make it work, because you had to time it, or you had to run out the front door, and those folks over at the donut shop probably didn't appreciate that, so I didn't do that either.
If you want to make amends with Ron, or he was mad, you play a Neil Diamond song and everything was good.
Oh, yeah. He'd come in and he'd go, "Oh, you know, if you just played Neil Diamond all day long."
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, I can only take Neil Diamond once or twice an hour, Ron. I said, and even then, you know, can the listeners take that?
Right.
And he, you know, if he'd have had a radio station that was called the Neil Diamond Network, he'd have done it.
He had done it. That's right. Hey, I can't forget Chris Warburton. Chris Darnell was, she was there, kind of office manager and on air before Gala was there. Can't forget Chris. We had a ball, the old gang, just through the years there. And Chris is a very, very big part of it as well.
Chris Darnell, Randy Bushcutter.
Yeah.
We can't forget about Rich, you know, he's doing Nebraska sports now.
Yeah, Rich Broderson. And, yeah, Rich was a part of our of our gang back in his high school days. Of course, Max did play-by-play our Bison sports. So, yeah, we had some great times with Rich being around, yeah.
Oh, and, yeah, Rich, you know, I remember, well, it was a lot like you. Bill walked into the studio one morning, and he says, "This guy needs a license," and I looked at the date of birth, and I said, "Bill," I said, "I can't get him a license." And he said, "He needs a license." So I got him a license and I started working with him, and he was a lot like Max, but well, he still is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in all the best ways.
Yeah.
With Max, you know, doing sports, if you did this, if you were running Bison sports, you better, if we ran for a 70-yard touchdown, you better be ready to go to commercial, because you never knew if Max was going to go there. And because he got excited, him and Larry Vossine.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you had to be able to go to commercial quick before he said it. But, you know, with Rich, you know, he finally came around. He found his niche in broadcasting, especially in sports. And, you know, I have to sit back, and I'm proud of you guys. You guys, pardon me, I got a frog now. You guys have evolved, and we're proud of you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Don. We miss you. And by the way, I was going to ask you, but how do we get a chance to listen on Saturday nights? Is there a way you still got a lot of friends and fans out there? How can we listen to you do your Saturday night's Dragon Main Show?
Well, it's real simple. We broadcast live from the South Central Command right here where I'm at, Elwood, Nebraska. And you know, we're a Metroplex over here. We have two banks. We have a bar. We have a gas station. You know, we're right uptown, and we have toilets that flush. But KEZL-FM is, we're over at our own end of the dial, 89.7. And each and every Saturday night, I broadcast live from the South Central Command, and we do a show called Dragon Main. And this is all your favorites from the 60s, 70s. We touched on the 80s a little bit, but I do stay in the 70s. Mm-hmm. If you have a request, you can put in a request, drdevin@kezlfm.com, and I get them on there and play them for you. And it's from 8 to midnight. And so, that's my daughter. It's from 8 to midnight, and you can do this each and every Saturday night. come on over to our end of the dial. You know, you can listen to KICX during the week, and we play 70s during the day. And it's Mon Pop Radio. We are a nonprofit radio station. We survive by donations. Matter of fact, my show, Dragon Maine, we would love the donations. If you go to KEZLFM.com, there is a little blue box. You can click on that, and it's real simple to donate. Like I said, Jerry has a country show on Saturday mornings, and I do the Saturday night thing.
Don, it's great talking to you. Before I let you go, the family, you mentioned your daughter. How's everybody doing there? And you got grandkids, too, I do believe, right?
I do. I have two grandkids, Brandon and Elena, and the wife is doing well. I, of course, February 20th last year, had a massive heart attack. By God's grace, I'm here. Matter of fact, John Kugler, my good friend, counseled me through a lot of that. Mm-hmm. That guy actually went out and cruised Maine in Drag Maine in McCook every Saturday night listening to us, mm-hmm. So him and Jennifer. So we're all doing well. I am back. I'm 64 years old and rich. I'm still going strong. And it's good to be back home at KEZL. There she goes again. It's good to be back in that area and at least being able to broadcast to my home folks.
Exactly. I've told Don, I think I told Carrie too, that we need one of these days, weekends, we need to set aside a weekend and gather at a local spot and have a little reunion. We've got to do it. We've got to do it one of these days. We're all getting a little older each and every time, but we've got to, maybe next summer or one of these summers, we got to get together. We got to do it.
We need to do it, and I'm going to have you. I'm working on it, and Jerry is diligently working that I can get you, Chris, and Carry On, and all the other folks, if possible. Mm-hmm. And you guys will come on Dragon Maine with me some night.
That would be terrific. Oh, it'd be my honor. That's for sure.
It would be fun. Yeah. It would be fun. Yeah. We can go after it, and we'll tear up the airwaves. I enjoy. I always say that I'm knocking the dust off of Jerry's transmitter there. And on Saturday nights, and I think I do a good job of that.
Oh, I know you do. You do. You have a lot. You haven't lost a step at all, Don. Just like the good old days.
It is. I enjoy it. Like I said, I volunteer. I tried to work a deal, so I got that Corvette from Wagler Chevrolet, and Jerry said that's not happening. So I even asked for a margarita machine in the studio. That's not happening either. So I guess I'm a volunteer. But the nice thing about volunteers, they have to be traded or sold. They can't be fired.
Don, great talking to you, sir. It's been a pleasure. We could talk for hours. We could get to keep this thing going for a long time. We sure could.
Well, we could. We could. We should. And we need to do it more often.
Yep.
Because I'd rather get together with you now. My daughter keeps texting me. Or I'd rather do it now than from the great beyond.
Yeah.
So it's one of those deals that I said when John passed that obviously God needed a balloon pilot. And I'm hoping that he lets me stay here and until he needs an announcer.
There you go. And you're the man for it. You're the man for it. No, but not yet. Not yet.
I do it.
Don, good to talk to you, sir. It's been fun talking. We'll do this again sometime.
All right, Rich. You take care.